KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school sports around the area last night and wrestling action last evening, Atlantic won two halves of a double duel last night. Atlantic Cam defeating Logan Magnolia 37-28. Atlantic Cam also defeating Coon Rapids Bayard 72-6. Logan Magnolia down Coon Rapids Bayard 72-6 last night in the other part of that double duel in Oneida. Also last night, AHSTW defeating Griswold 51-24. AHSTW edges Guthrie Center 40-39. It was AHSTW over Exira EHK 48-27. Exira EHK beat Griswold 30-24. Also Guthrie Center down in Griswold 45-18. In other wrestling last night, Shenandoah winner over Denison 36-33. Shenandoah out wrestles St. Albert 48-25. It was Shenandoah downing Tri-Center 38-37. Tri-Center beat Denison 45-27. Tri-Center over St. Albert 58-18. Denison beat St. Albert 54-23. Also in wrestling last night, it was Glenwood over East Mills 60-15. Glenwood beating Red Oak 69-9. Glenwood downing Riverside 66-15. Riverside beat East Mills 46-27. Riverside a winner over Red Oak 47-31. East Mills defeated Red Oak 42-30. Also in a duel last night from the Hawkeye 10, it was Creston defeating Harlan by a final of 62-12 in wrestling. In high school basketball play last night, in boys' hoops, it was Bedford defeating Mount Air 62-52. Fremont Mills needed overtime to defeat Stanton 50-43. It was Sydney over East Mills 47-28. Essex over South Page 67-55. And Nishnabotna defeating Clarinda Academy 68-67. In girls basketball last night, Fremont Mills a winner over Stanton 60-27. It was Logan Magnolia topping West Harrison 71-24. Mount Air beat Bedford 58-47. Nishnabotna eased by Clarinda Academy 59-3. Sydney beat East Mills 36-23. Essex over South Page 50-36. Well, the girls high school basketball rankings from the Girls Athletic Union this week have West Des Moines Valley on top in Class 5A. They're followed by Waukee, Dowling Catholic, Iowa City West, Linmar, Cedar Falls, Iowa City High, Ankeny Centennial, Johnston, and Southeast Polk. In Class 4A, the top 15 list includes Harlan on top again this week. The Cyclones 8-0 in the poll this week at number 1. They're followed by Western Dubuque, Ballard, Carlisle, and Perry in the top 5. Waverly Shellrock, Davenport North, North Scott, Bishop Heelan Catholic, and Indianola finish off the top 10 with Cedar Rapids Xavier, Pella, Keokuk, Lewis Central, and Grinnell rounding out this week's top 15. In Class 3A girls rankings this week, Pocahontas area is number 1 in the poll with Mediapolis, Hampton, Dumont, Spirit Lake, and Sioux Center the top 5. Red Oak heads up the second 5. They're at number 6, followed by Nevada, Crestwood, Shenandoah at 9, and Kemper Catholic at number 10. Osage, Solon, PCM, Saydell, and Cherokee finish off the top 15 in 3A. In Class 2A, Western Christian is number 1, followed by Unity Christian, North Lynn, South Central Calhoun, and IKM Manning is number 5. Iowa City Regina, Dyke New Hartford, Panorama, Cascade, and Okoboji are 6 through 10, and they're followed by Maple Valley, Des Moines Christian, St. Edmund, Northwest Webster, and Central Decatur. And in the Class 1A girls, top 15 list this week, Burlington Notre Dame is on top again this time around with Cole Onesco number 2, Bedford is 3, Grandview Christian and Kingsley Pearson are the top 5. Fremont Mills is in at number 6, right ahead of Exira EHK, who's ranked number 7. Linville Sully, Newell Fonda, and Springville round out the top 10. They're followed by Rockford, Tripola, Turkey Valley, George Little Rock, and Central Lyon in this week's top 15 small school poll. Another big home game and another second-half collapse by Iowa. Leading by 11 at the break, the Hawkeyes were steamrolled by Michigan State as the Spartans rolled to a 75-61 victory. That's their 9th straight win in that series.
You know, any time that happens, it's going to affect your psyche. It clearly did. You know, it's disappointing because you're saying, okay, you know, we wanted to lock into those two guys in particular. I mean, if you're going to lose to this team, they've got 3 elite players. Valentine, Trice, Dawson, 3 elite guys, and they're the 3 guys that hurt us.
Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey there. Travis Trice finished with 25 points. It was long-range shooting for Michigan State, which connected on its first 8 three-pointers in the second half. They were led by Trice in that department. They finished the game 12 of 17 behind the arc while the Hawkeyes cooled off after halftime.
We got tentative in that one stretch. And when you're tentative with your shooting, you're tentative with your ball handling, you're tentative with your passing. And that's when our offense stymied and they got going and they got their confidence going at the other end.
Gabe Olushanye finished with 18 points. The Hawkeyes are now 2-1 in the Big Ten and they'll visit Minnesota on Tuesday.
Well, they got a good team. You know, I like their team. I like the job that Richard's done with that team. I know they're not happy about being 0-3, but again, you look at those games, you know, they lose in overtime to Ohio State. They had a big lead at Purdue, who's playing as well as anybody. So it's like anything else. They could easily be 3-0. You know, so you're right. They're going to be hungry, but so are we.
Hawkeyes and Minnesota next Tuesday. We'll have that game for you here on the radio. Elsewhere in top 25 men's college basketball last night, number 6 Gonzaga, a winner over San Francisco, 88-57. Seventh-ranked Arizona beat Oregon, 80-62. And number 25 Old Dominion, a 72-51 winner over Marshall. And in college football news, Iowa has named C.J. Beathard its starting quarterback, replacing two-year starter Jake Rudock. Beathard was ranked first on a new depth chart released yesterday. Beathard, who will be a junior next season, was 52 of 92 passing last season with 5 touchdowns in relief of Rudock. Rudock, who will be a senior, threw for 2,436 yards and 16 touchdowns last season. But Iowa's offense was inconsistent, and it bottomed out in a 45-28 loss to Tennessee in the Tax Slayer Bowl that was much more lopsided than the final score. Coach Kirk Ferentz also says he'll meet with the media on Wednesday to discuss the program. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.